Hi, I'm Katie from The Rum Story. The Rum Story is a visitor attraction that tells the history of the Jeffersons family's business, which involved rum, shipping, Whitehaven, and the trading and enslavement of African people. Through the Rum Story Reimagined project, we want to make the Rum Story more accessible, tell its history better, and get loads more people from all walks of life visiting. This is a project made possible by the National Lottery Heritage Fund, run in partnership between Whitehaven Harbour Commissioners and Anti-Racist Cumbria. But what has all of this got to do with Earth Week? In the 17th century, Europeans removed the rainforests and natives' forests in Antigua and replaced them with sugar plantations to enable them to mass produce sugar for European markets. Through the labour of enslaved people taken from Africa, the Jefferson family from Whitehaven used sugar harvested on the Yeoman plantation in Antigua to create their Jefferson's rum. Alongside the devastating human impacts this had, the plantations reduced availability of wild food, they degraded the soil, and many native species became extinct.
Hello, my name is Eileen. I am creating poetry and art for the Rum Story Reimagined. I felt our Earth Week was a perfect opportunity to start conversations about our cultural and personal connections with what I call plantation botanicals, such as sugarcane, which was not only produced on a large scale as sugar, but also the main ingredient for rum, and had all of the devastating side effects that Katie talked about. One of the most pressing questions is how art can really make a difference to the heart and minds of the public regarding difficult histories. The most obvious challenging history is the connection between rum and enslavement and all of the social and moral questions that this raises in our present society. However, a connection made much less often is how attitudes of exploitation of the environment and nature were important precursors to the large-scale transatlantic trade. So I make the connection between the natural destruction, the disappearing of indigenous cultures, and the grave disruption of African peoples with greater cultural and socioeconomic attitudes to plants, really. So, coinciding with our Earth Week, I've put together a survey entitled Plants We Harbor Close to Home as a way to really work through some of those personal and cultural emotional associations that we have with products, but actually which are also plants. And we're starting with those questions here at the Rum Story. I also quickly nipped down to the Giggling Goose Cafe, where the rum is being used in some of the recipes there. Just might kickstart some of these conversations.
Oh, this one. It's called Drunk Plum, because there's lots of rum. So you soak the rum for overnight in the rum. Yeah.
Wow.
But because the prunes are not so popular in England.
Sure.
So not many customers, and it's quite expensive. It's a lot of dark chocolate and lots of Nutella. Mm. So, yeah, cocoa, look. Oh, 1/2 kilo.
So this is a traditional prunes. Polish recipe that has rum.
Polish traditional recipe with rum. Rum, it's not so, it's not a traditional, you know, we have vodka.
Sure.
Vodka is a traditional drink.
Yeah.
If I can tell you lots of all different kinds and flavors of vodka.
Sure. But in this case,
but this
one
yeah,
has...
this is
okay.
A proper, it's a lot of rum. But it's a dark room.
Yeah.
It's a dark room. So I don't know. Maybe more strong.
Well, the image looks so gorgeous.
This cake, it's lovely.
It looks so good.
It's lovely. I will probably make for Christmas for.
Okay, so I'm coming back.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
It's amazing, this cake.
Wow, it
and
looks
look,
really
and then,
good.
And then we cover prunes in chocolate. Yeah.
Wow. So the lot of chocolate as well, which is
also interesting. Yeah, a lot of chocolate, cocoa, rum.
Okay, yeah. That chocolate makes sense. That makes sense. Thank you, Magda.
No problem.
If you'd like to take part and fill in this quick survey, follow us on Facebook at The Rum Story. You'll be entered into a prize draw as a thank you for your time.